USA.org.
The FBI says a lone wolf terrorist was targeting former President Bush, Muammar Gaddafi, still digging his heels in the sand. In fact, he's sitting in a tent and refuses to leave Libya. But what does the world say? Our president speaking with leaders from all over Europe, including France, Italy, and the UK, still cleaning up in New Zealand. And boy, do we have someone to put into the dungeon this hour. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. Boy, we're staring down the barrel of yet another weekend, and suddenly, just like that, boom, February almost gone. How you doing on those New Year's resolutions? now we're coming to the whole Lent thing for some people, and so you go through the New Year's resolutions, come out on the other side, and you got Lent. If you didn't do very well on the resolutions, pick it up in the next couple of weeks and just add it on to something else. Everybody seems to make the same ones. Quit smoking, quit swearing, quit eating, work out more. You know, the obvious ones that are tough to stick to. All right, speaking of tough to stick to, boy, these politicians in Washington, well, they'll be back next week, cannot get it straight when it comes to what we need outside of Washington. And what we need is some sort of a budget. If there's no budget and no particular funding set up for March 4th and beyond, guess what? That means that there will be a federal shutdown. And you might say to yourself, I don't care. I'm going to work. I'm okay. I'm in my little municipality in Ottumwa, Iowa, or I'm hanging out in the great state of Illinois. I'm digging in Austin, Texas, wherever you are, wherever you're listening to us. And, of course, the truth of the matter is, whether you believe in a small government or not, there are some things that you do, I bet, rely on from the government, especially if you're in a certain age group. Yep. Those checks you get in the mail that pay for the golf lessons and the electricity and a few other things, you won't be getting those Social Security checks. Or you'll get them once the government kicks back in. But if there's a shutdown, think about it. Everything gets delayed. Whether it's refund checks, whether it's Social Security checks, disability checks, whatever it might be. And it also depends on the offices that will be closed. Social Security would be one of them. So you go figure. IRS would be another one. So everything automatically gets backed up. So yes, you will be affected by a federal shutdown if there is one. So we're going to start in D.C. just quickly because of the battle lines that are clearly drawn. We have been talking about this forever and a day, right? About the deficit, about spending, about trying to cut spending, where to cut spending. And now we see that it's landed in the laps of so many people across the United States, because with the states struggling, they're not getting a hand up from, or a handout from Uncle Sam, because there is no money. So you have teachers who are trying to make decisions on what to do because they're not going to have jobs. The axe is swinging from Rhode Island to Texas to whatever ends up happening in Wisconsin, because that show's not over. I mean, that's like the show that keeps, that's like Cirque du Soleil. That keeps going on. You never know what's going to fly out of the Capitol in Madison. They haven't made any decisions. And by the way, I was talking about the Social Security and what happens if the government shuts down. What happens when people don't get their Social Security checks? And so Harry Reid, the top Democrat, of course, in the Senate, says, you know, a shutdown could mean no Social Security checks for seniors. So I've been calling Harry Reid's office to get an answer on this one, and I got pretty much the same thing. Pretty much the standard answer that he gave earlier in whatever his little press briefing was. And the rub is, though, it might not be true, because in 95, the Social Security Administration mailed checks. They kept mailing the checks throughout the whole thing. So they think that the checks could still be sent out. It's typical. Yeah, you get two different sides of the story. And I've really been trying to nail this down. So I'll get an email from someone that'll tell me that they won't be mailed out. I get another email from somebody, they tell me they will be mailed out. And then I get a kind of a convoluted answer from Harry Reid's office, because you know, he doesn't want to talk to anyone about it. All right, so when it comes to money matters, if we turn to the Congressional Budget Office, the director for the CBO says that CBO projections for economic and fiscal recovery in the United States is going to take some time, in his own words.
Unfortunately, we think it is likely that a return to normal economic conditions will take years. And even after the economy has fully recovered, a return to sustainable budget conditions will require significant changes in tax and spending policies.
All right, so changes in policies. What else is new? Dan in Texas, batter up. You're the first one on the show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
You didn't give me much time.
Well, go for it. Don't waste any time complaining. Just tell me what you want to say.
All right. One, I want my picture. I can't believe that you're ugly, so you got to send me that picture.
If you go to Facebook, you'll see the picture. If you go to American,
I don't have a computer. I've told you that before. Okay, two.
I promise when we get the 8x10s, you'll get one. We just haven't gotten them in.
Okay, two. Yes, we will get Social Security checks. It is mandated in the formation of Social Security. They thought about a potential shutdown, blah, blah, blah. It was put in. It was passed by Congress. It was passed by the Senate. Harry Reid's blowing smoke to go along with Obama. Okay, back to our Muslim situation. Guess what? You know, I just love these peace-loving friggin' Muslims. You know, I'd just as soon deport the whole damn bunch, as you know well. Okay? Enough. Enough.
Okay, are you referring to the situation
all of them,
with...
All of them, throw them all out of our country. We have got an enemy in the midst of our nation. These people are a cult. They're not a religion. They believe in killing people that don't agree with them. Fine, they want to come for me? I've got my guns. I'll be waiting for you.
Oh, Dan, but you are... what a way to start the show off. Oh, man, you're
sorry,
on fire.
Babe.
And you're talking about, of course, you're talking about the guy who was going to go after the president, right?
Hey,
you're
it's not just him. We've got people coming across the border. We just found a book in Arizona with a glorification of jihad from the Iranians about how they should go into glory by blowing us up and killing us off. We've got cell after cell after cell. Obama's a Muslim, and he's letting these people in on visas. One of the people that just came in with the idea of doing Bush was a Muslim, got in on a visa. Do I need to say more? We have an enemy in our midst, and we have one in the White House.
All right, Dan has spoken. I'm going to answer that on the flip side. You can throw in your 2 cents, too, 800-259-5791.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 24th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $14.1780. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14.5432, $7.2716 for a half ounce, and $3.6358 for a quarter ounce. That's $14.5432, $7.2716 or $3.6358.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, travel with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support of the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $390 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Dan, we get another weekend, so you can take a deep breath. I understand. Listen, anybody can sound off, and I say it all the time. Please, I want your thoughts. I want you to vent. I want you to say what you think is really happening in this country. Absolutely. 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net or via the chat. And, you know, Dan isn't alone in some of his more radical thoughts, because he's had it up to here. He's tired of reading the things in the paper and listening to things on this show and having to debate what's going on. And I agree with him on the visa situation. It's just asinine. Why isn't there a way to track someone when they get a visa, for example, apply for the student visa, instead of the fact that they just disappear into the ether and nobody knows whether they've left or they're still in the country? That's ridiculous. And plus, it's the most cockamamie system, because you have that happening. So people who were under the wire anyway, other people who are plotting things or who are laying in wait, because that's what we keep seeing. The guy who almost blew up Times Square, how he assimilated, the guy in Dallas who tried to blow up the downtown buildings, now another guy who was going to go after President Bush and a few other places might have been marked too, but they were able to nail him. The FBI swiftly came down on him before something happened. And as the FBI said, the most dangerous kind of people are the lone wolf folks. Why? Because they assimilate. They assimilate, and then they wait for the chance to take their shot. And if you think of some of the situations I mentioned, I mean, even Major Nadal Hassan, lone wolf guy, the young kid in Dallas, the guy that went after Times Square, you know, so on and so forth, whether there was training or not or whatever, pretty much lone by themselves, not attracting a lot of attention with other people. All right, so here's what some of the chatters have had to say about the situation. I'm going to tell you more details on the kid who they stopped who might have been able to develop some kind of a weapon. So, Kiss Me Babe, do you love these nicknames, says, I'm against non-Americans living here. That's why there's no jobs. The foreigners are taking over. Then here's one from Princess Rosa, our pal out in California. They hate us. They hate us, but they want to live in our country. All right. They hate us, but they want to live in our country. Here's another one from Jake listening to us in Austin. This one via email. Jake says, Kate, you know, I see you sometimes struggling on the show because you're an open-minded person and you're a logical person, and you try to give everybody a fair chance. I've heard you mention several times we wouldn't have the United States of America and our whole stance on tolerance if we didn't escape from the clutches of the British. And after all, we wanted religious freedom, and that's true. But it's gotten out of control with what has now happened in this country, especially when it comes to letting people inside our borders without enough of a check. Why does this keep happening? How does this keep happening? Why isn't something being done? That's a whole lot of questions, and it's questions that we constantly debate here and have been debating since day one. You know, it's the argument over, well, first we have to build a wall, and what about beefing security up at the border? But there's not enough money. There's not enough people. There's too much of a stretch between border areas where there are porous spots that people can get through because you don't have enough agents. Then there is the question over checks and balances when somebody comes in. It's what I said. The visa situation is ridiculous. And I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican, confused, don't care, not political. We all know that. That's just ridiculous. How do you not track and know when someone's here? I think about it because I've lived in another country. And let me tell you, when I was in Spain, if I was just in Spain trying to go underground, trying to make a living, trying to do whatever, off the grid, trust me, they'd find me. In a heartbeat. And I was there on a student visa, if you will. And they keep track. They keep track of you. You're not just going to disappear. I don't think so. And I was in Madrid. So Madrid, they're speaking Spanish, but it's the same size as our New York. So other countries, yes, I know they don't have as much of a population, but it just is ridiculous that we can't keep track of it. It doesn't make any sense to me. To me, this may be the worst blight of all when it comes to immigration. See, here's the thing. There are plenty of people that come to the United States from other places who are smart, who contribute, who come here, go then ultimately through the path of citizenship. So you can't when you say, forget it, like we don't, let's just forget all foreigners. You have to be careful about that because there are plenty of people from other parts of the world that you want to pursue the American dream. I mean, we don't want to completely shut ourselves off. If you're not American, forget it. I mean, after all, that's what we are, a melting pot. But there's a big difference. There's a big difference between that and not completely tracking what's going on with would-be terrorists. And this almost goes back to the whole issue, and here's where Dan and I would agree. It goes back to the profiling thing. And I know that you can come up with stories where something that was unfair happened to somebody because they were profiled, even though we don't profile. But every time somebody wants to compare what happens in Israel and El Al on the airlines and how much safer it is in the airport, and when you're traveling from Israel, which, once again, you're also comparing a smaller country, much smaller country, to a larger country. But you have to make up your mind. Then you have to profile. Or at least look for signs. Look for signs on people. And with the visa tracking, very simple. People are assigned to cases. Why wouldn't they be assigned to cases? And then you know, oh, okay, here's the list. Here's the students. This person gets these students. This person gets the other list of students. And you check on them. You see what's happening and make sure if it's expiring, then you're aware of it. What are their plans? That makes sense, right? Instead of just letting it go out and not knowing where somebody is or what's happened. Easy. If you want to pump money in a certain direction and take it out of another pot where it doesn't make any sense, where we have backup after backup after backup, there's too much duplication in government work, then create this. The money that at least we do have, slide it over to a new branch, if you will, of immigration, where you have people that check visa statuses. It cannot be that hard. I mean, sure, if they come up with dead ends, but that's the idea. They're pursuing cases so that they can find out who's in and who's out. All right, so coming up, we've got a great candidate for the dungeon. I don't think I've ever put this person, I'm sure I've beaten them up on the air, but I don't think I've ever put them in the dungeon. And you know how this works. Somebody goes in the dungeon, we send them a key, and perhaps they'll accept the key. And to get out of the dungeon, they come on as a guest. And I will say, giving you a hint, this is somebody on the West Coast. The West Coast. So somebody on the West Coast is going to be heaved in the dungeon. Also coming up this hour, we will officially check the email, as I've been pounding on you, to send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. So at the end of the hour, we will check email as well. But Dungeon coming up round the bend. So hang with us, everybody.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power, but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be.
Hey, all you need is love. We
no
wish. Not to be cynical. Libya's exploding, the Middle East is exploding, who knows what happens next and how that affects us financially. As far as gas is concerned, I know some of you cruising around, maybe you, Dan, in Texas, you're noticing that, yes, it's gone up a little bit, but I even saw a sign that said, blame the Middle East, and I just laughed, because that, yes, you can't really blame the Middle East yet. You know, Saudi Arabia, of course, is the world's largest exporter of oil. If they were hit, oh my, you know, then you would be talking about some catastrophes. And if we go back just a couple of years ago, if you remember, there was a huge demand for oil, like in 2008, and refineries couldn't keep up, so we saw a pretty big jump at the pumps. Now, Asia, those of you listening in Asia, Europe, they're more affected by Libya than purely we are when we go to get gas. If it was Saudi Arabia, absolutely. Absolutely. And I guess the one thing that does affect many of you listening in the United States, all of us, affects all of us. Maybe you have a 401k, maybe you've got some money in stocks on your own in a traditional IRA or Roth IRA or whatever, and you're in control of it, let's say. Well, negative news impacts the markets. So it is negative news. And because once Gaddafi, if in fact he's out, if he's gone, now you have another government that's uncertain. Who knows who comes in with elections and whatever. So that's three. And you look around the rest of the countries on the map, and that's where it gets dicey. That's where it gets dicey. The unrest, the turnover, the change, that could affect, and it has. It has affected the financial market. So then it hits you there, but not really at the pumps. Although it's pretty clever for someone to put that on a sign. Blame the Middle East. But it's not really that. It's not, because Libya doesn't directly hit the United States. I'll tell you what, this is playing out pretty interestingly. I said that in a previous show, somebody asked me if I wanted to play the Gaddafi game. There were a couple spots left. They had 30 spots, and you had to pick which day you thought he was going to go out, you know, February 27th or March 2nd or whatever. I say 2 weeks max. I don't see how this goes beyond 2 weeks. But the army's unpredictable. Are they going to be in allegiance with Gaddafi? Are they going to flip? Are the forces in Tripoli going to flip? And the mercenaries, the 32nd Brigade, the rest of the army, loyal to Gaddafi. They got the best weapons. They are rigged up. And the other forces, not quite as rigged up. And the revolutionaries, the resistance, if you will, how much can they stand? How much will they keep pushing? Like, sadly, there were doctors at a field hospital in Zawiya who were killed. Then there were 150 that were wounded when the government attacked the city. So now there's a little bit of a panic spreading. And the Americans who are trapped in Libya, they're on the ferry trying to get out of Libya because of the high seas, or they're at the airport and it's a mad scramble to get on whatever plane, any plane that becomes available. Still very scary. And there are lots of Americans in that situation. They might have dual citizenship or just purely they're Americans. Not everybody's out at this point. So you have the Gaddafi forces that are striking back at the uprising. And it is a question of how long can the resistance keep up, and how strong is Gaddafi's grip on the military, on those forces that I mentioned. And so far, the response of world leaders has been pretty tepid. It really has. It's been pretty tepid. Nobody's coming in and saying, we're removing him. I mean, what Obama, I mean, this is a good question. We're going to get to the dungeon, and we're also going to get to Mike Huckabee saying that Obama's beatable in 2012. But before we get to that, would Obama be a hero if he pulled Gaddafi out, if he took Gaddafi out? I mean, there's no way he's going to do that. But would he be a hero? Somebody in Washington got into this discussion just on the phone with me and said, what do you think? Do you think he would be a hero? And I said, well, if you're playing the if game, the problem is I don't see him doing that. But I think he would be. Well, especially now, because if you're killing doctors, if doctors are being killed, and then you have other people that are just being shot, the more that happens, the more executions, all that kind of thing, even with the youth, I think there'd be more blowback. And if you had agreements with other European nations, oh, then definitely. If it was a group deal, oh, absolutely. But what's the reaction to the rest of the Middle East? And again, how tight are his loyal followers? How many? All that stuff that all plays into this. All right, we're going to go to something completely different. You know the dungeon. I pull it out every once in a while, maybe once a week. And this time I just couldn't help myself here when I read this. I just laughed out loud. Because I think I was kind of beating up on Charlie Sheen after the latest thing that happened with him. So he likes his prostitutes and his porn princesses, and he gets married and then gets divorced because he threatens whoever or whatever crazy, insane thing happens. And Charlie Sheen, when production was shut down, Two and a Half Men even showed up at the Warner Brothers lot. I guess Warner Brothers has decided, look, the guy was getting $2 million an episode because this was a highly rated program. So Warner Brothers said they're ending production on the sitcom for the season. You know who's affected by that? It's the crew people. The crew people who are living in California where they are drowning in debt. So the guys who are the electricians, those grips, the blue-collar people that support the sitcom, they're all totally screwed because of Charlie Sheen's actions. And even though they're saying, because they're being politically correct, oh, no, the decision was based on other things, you know, that the decision is not so much about what's happening. We're supporting what's going on at this point. I think they're getting lessons from the people in Washington. It makes no sense. It made no sense when I heard this earlier in the day, the reason why they were ending it. And I'll tell you, I think what happened was, I think it was based on Charlie Sheen's nuttiness and a crazy interview that he did, just rambling with our Alex Jones, in fact, where he blasted Two and a Half Men, the producer, and others, including Alcoholics Anonymous and, you know, whatever. So I think when he decided to just ram the studio, that's when they decided that they were going to abruptly pull the plug on whatever episodes were left on the show. And unfortunately, that affects those guys. That affects the blue collar guys. And I know a guy who worked on that show. So he's stuck. He's stuck because he's not getting paid for that. All right, so without further ado, Donovan Mattson, let's pull out the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, unfortunately, bad timing for the rest of the crew. That's the only thing. Unless, hey, you know, maybe he picks up the check for some of them. I don't know. Speaking of picking up the check, there are a lot of teachers that are not going to be able to pick up the check. You know, it's interesting what's happening, and I mentioned this already, in a couple of different places across the country as far as education really bearing the brunt of the shortfalls in the budgets, whether it's Providence, Rhode Island, which, by the way, 2,000 teachers are getting pink slips there, and then I suppose a few of them will be hired back, but 2,000 teachers. And the reason is because they say, oh, it's a technicality, and we have to do that for the budget, and if we don't do that, I mean, what are we going to do? Because we have to be able to balance it, and then some of them would be hired back, and blah, blah, blah. Can you imagine having no idea, though, about some technicality they're trying to explain, but getting that in the mail? Oh, it would just take your breath away, wouldn't it? 2,000 teachers. Woo! I promise on the flip side, Huckabee, what did he have to say about Obama and 2012, plus your emails?
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fits standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
Washington crumbles. They can't come up with a fix for the budget, arguing over spending cuts and the possibility of the federal government shutting down. The question still looms. Who's going to be president in 2012? Will it be the current guy in office? Two terms for President Obama. I think Dan in Texas will be like Randy Quaid and he'll just move to Canada. I'll throw you a goodbye party if you do that, Dan. Are you going to leave the great state of Texas if that happens? Seriously, I keep asking this question. I'm going to start to have people on strategy, folks, as to really honestly, when you dig deep, who are the names that are coming up? Not the usual suspects. It's got to be something different, I think. So, Mike Huckabee, the former governor of Arkansas, and you see him on Fox all the time. He's given a lot of speeches. He's got a book out now. He keeps getting asked about that. He's thrown in the straw poll for CPAC a couple of weeks ago, and people keep wondering if he's going to be someone who'll run or not. The problem is the money side of it. The money that you have to raise, he says this, the money that you have to raise is crazy now. And you got to shake a whole lot of hands and kiss a whole lot of babies to raise that money. And it nearly broke him the last time around, even though he had a lot of buzz. And at one point, it looked like, wow, is Huckabee going to be the guy? And it ended up being John McCain, and he dropped out. But will he do it this time around? I'll tell you, the guy who really wants it is Newt Gingrich. Oh, he's had his eye on this prize for a very long time. So what about 2012 and whether or not the Republicans, or hey, even somebody else, an independent out of the blue, is there somebody that can beat President Obama? Well, Huckabee's saying that Obama made a huge political mistake when he announced that he's not going to defend the Defense of Marriage Act, and he thinks this may be one of the little crevices that will start to get wider and crack open the layup that it could be for this incumbent president. Here's Huckabee.
I think he can be beaten. I think there's a likelihood he will be beaten because the electoral map has dramatically shifted. States like Ohio, Florida, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Virginia are now more likely to be in a Republican column than they are to be in a Democratic column. Those states alone turn the election completely. But having said that, I'm just speaking the reality that when Republicans act giddy and start measuring the drapes, you know, for the family quarters, I just want to remind them that this guy's going to be sitting on $1 billion in a campaign fund, and he is the incumbent president.
Yeah, so there you go. You know, that's the money, 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 money. That's what helps in that election process, no doubt about it. Speaking of elections, certainly George W. Bush, had the legacy thing going for him. He had the money behind him. He had Karl Rove, who knew how to weave the magic. He was the master of direct marketing, and he's the one who, I think, really got Bush in there. And you see that, you know, he gets back-to-back, although you could talk about the hanging chads, but back-to-back for Bush. And what's interesting is Bush has been, he's not going to jump into this. He's not going to throw his two cents in like Clinton, who will talk about possible candidates when asked about Democrats. Not now. I mean, the support is for Obama, but he'll talk about Democrats. He'll talk about people running. He'll go and stump for people. You're not seeing that out of President Bush. He's talking about his book, and he's done some interviews and whatnot. Actually, we're hoping to get him on America Tonight. But his name popped up, not for the book and not for appearing places, but his name came up earlier in the day because of this terrorist who might have been targeting him at his house in Dallas. The 20-year-old was Khalid Al-Wazari, who they're saying is actually a homegrown terrorist. And the FBI was alerted to him, to his possible plot, because of the chemicals that he had ordered, that he was getting, the amount that he was getting. So Senator Collins released a statement as soon as he was picked up. You know, he's a Saudi national, but saying, okay, because she's the top Republican on the Homeland Security Committee, Governmental Affairs Committee, and says that, you know, this is an example, though, of the lone wolf homegrown guy in the U.S. So radicalized extremists working to do harm to the United States right here from within our borders. And I think it is alarming at what we're seeing. Alarming at the tracking the visas, alarming at the Jihad James of the world, and this 20-year-old. I think it is scary. I agree with her 100%. So what's the answer to this? How do you do a better job of weeding them out before it's too late? Dale in Illinois, hello. You've got the last word on this show.
Hello, how you doing, Kate?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Well, I'm fine. Rick mentioned something about 8 to 10 glossies. You know, I'm still waiting for mine.
You never sent us your address. You didn't ask for an 8 by 10.
I didn't?
No, but you can certainly do that. Go to American Tonight. Send us your address.
Well, I thought maybe you just send them to people that live in states that have their financial house in order.
Just randomly.
We certainly do up here in Illinois, you know.
Of course.
And you mentioned Facebook now. Being an old guy, I'm not that familiar with that. But what do? You put your picture on there and then mention stuff like you hate the Russians and you love dark chocolate and that sort of stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh. And you announce that you're running for president in 2012, all those kind of good things.
Oh, I got far too many criminal warrants for that. I can't. I couldn't begin to do that.
There you go.
Well, the situation in Wisconsin concerns me every day. I'm still puzzled what's going to happen with this. Are they ever going to vote up there?
Here's what I think is going to happen. Eventually, if the 14, the Democrats are calling them the Fabulous 14, if they don't come back, already the governor is saying, okay, we're just going to have to dock pay. So I think they'll be able to do that. I think they're going to be able to start to dock their pay. They're going to have to come back. When they come back, then there's going to have to be a vote. Because this can't go. They can't be on this ship sailing around the world. They've got to come back from Illinois and stand up and represent the people. Because after all, they are being paid to do that. So that they will be reeled back in. And I'll tell you what. You know what I think is going to happen? Honestly, I think after all of this, if there is enough votes, I think that the specifics in the contract will be completely knocked out, and the teachers won't get their way. I think the governor wins out on this one.
Is Wisconsin not one of the states that turns a governor over every 2 years?
Is it? Do they turn him over? Yes.
Yeah, but it's every 2 years in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking.
And he just got elected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's got a couple of years here to go. Well, I empathize with Rick a little bit down in Texas. We don't have too many Lutherans out of Holland that are trying to commit atrocities.
Touché.
So. Anyway, big problems, big deals, Kate.
I know. It is. It's serious stuff that's happening. You have a great weekend, as always, Dale. We love you. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
It's tough. You can't dance around it. You can't pull any punches. There have to be people that are in law enforcement that make decisions. There have to be people that we elect that make the hard decisions. I'm going to leave you with this thought. It was Khrushchev that said, politicians are all the same. They promise to build a bridge even where there is no river.